Blog Talk Radio.
We're going back to the New Bethel Baptist Church. To the days of this recording. Produced by the great Reverend James Cleveland. One of my mentors on the piano. Come on in. How the hell? I traveled with my dad, singing in all of the arenas across the country, in small churches and city auditoriums.
Divine healing tonight. Thank you, Mary, for coming on. Mary, going to read the 23rd number from the Lord myself, and I want to thank you for coming on tonight and those that listen tonight. We want to talk about divine healing, and we want to talk about how God used you to heal and deliver you. Right now, we're in the midst of a war. Russia is coming in on a sovereign country, bombing, killing women and children. And I want to say tonight that we have to be concerned about our humanitarian. And it's a shame that those people are dying because men cannot sit down at the table. I remember the Vietnam War killed a lot of people, the Korean War, even the Civil War. Tonight, as I come with prayer for those people, and as we come to give the word of scripture for those people, I want you to stay focused tonight in the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, and he fought to stop the Vietnam War. There's a war now that's going on, and as I speak tonight, people are being killed and bombed. Because the world have to come together and say, stop the killing, save the human race. And what I'm saying tonight, in the spirit of all the soldiers that died, that we need to study war no more. John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believes in him shall not perish. And I want to tell you tonight, wherever you might be, whatever you might be doing, God is still in control tonight. And every letter, every telephone call, people that call me, Sister Kim, thank you for the call, and your mother. Those that called, those that came over, those that are looking for a better way. I want to tell you, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Tonight, talking about divine healing. And I prayed today. I went and prayed for a mother that was sick. And after I prayed, ladies, and prayed for her. And we're praying for you, Mother Cooper. We're praying for you, Mother Ross. Every letter, every telephone call is an expression of love. All that going on, we have to stand in love. Tonight, we're going to read the 23rd number, Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd. And I want you to lean onto onto God's understanding, not your understanding. And I want you to get ready for God to bless you. The widow woman had one hope cake, and she said, I'm going to eat it and die. And any time you stand for God, God going to give you the finance that you need, a home debt-free, money coming because you seed it. If you got a need, you plant a seed. I'm asking going into the month of March that everybody that seed $1,000, you just told me to tell you. And I'm going to be asking every night for you to see $1,000. You say, well, I can see 50 this month, 50 next month, 100 next month. But the Spirit said, thank you, kind of, if you plant that seed for your family, you ain't going to have no need. Take down, press together, running over God giving to you. Now, I believe that if you seed, if you got a need, your need will be took care of. You know, I was down in Mississippi. The lady told me to come and pray for her land. And I prayed for the lady's land. And I wasn't looking for nothing but a cup of coffee. And did you know that woman seeded $10,000 to the ministry? And do you know after a few months, oil was found on that land? And because she said, this is my seed. I want to feed this. And I wasn't looking for nothing but a cup of coffee. And I'm going to tell you tonight, God will give you. You say, well, Bishop, I can't make. If you just, some of you never seeded $10. But once you said, this is my seed for my need. And I believe in harvest time. I believe in seed and harvest time. And when you seed, there's a blessing. That means David said, the Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. David was talking about he was hooked up with God. And God know your name. God know where you at. God know what's going on with you. We're praying for the people that rushed and jumped on that country, dropping bombs and killing babies and children. I'm calling for the world community to come together. Enough is enough. I don't care. It ain't about race. It's about evil. See, what made Hitler so bad, he killed 6 million Jews, burned them in the oven, and killed 6 million. And the world looked on. So the 6 million people got killed, then they started doing something. Don't let in Bosnia, where they fight now, don't let 6 million innocent people die before the world community and those that in our places come together and say, let's stop the killing of innocent babies and children. Yes, I'm concerned. Anywhere where there's mass murder And I told Jay last month, told Mary too, that I feel something happening. And I guess this was this war that Putin is putting together and killing a lot of innocent people for nothing because of evil, because they caught up in that evil cabal. So tonight, divine healing. I'm praying for those that need a healing tonight. And I want you to know tonight that whatever you do, I want to send, this is what I want to send, Mary. If you see, I want to send you the miracles of Jesus. Now, if you plant that seed, and let me pray right now. I want, the Spirit said, if you plant the seed, say, this is my seed. I want to get the miracles of Jesus to you this morning, this evening, or you can begin to read the miracles of Jesus and the things that happen to you. And I want you to have it in your library, the miracles of Jesus. And this is scripture in the Bible, the miracles of Jesus. And I want you to have that. Those that see, if you want something to happen, plant a seed. And you say, well, you want something to happen big, you plant a big seed. So I'm gonna seed $1,000 to this minister for this year. After you do that, get ready for overflow. I just see God blessing you. I see God opening up doors for you. Even you don't know how you're going to get healed. You don't know how your son going to come off with dope or your daughter off the prostitution road. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. Lots of death going on. You need to plant the seed tonight. Or go plant your seed and get ready for God to bless you. Genesis 12 and 17. In Genesis 12 and 17, he said, I'm going to change your name and I'm going to make you a father. I'm going to change your name from Abram to Abraham. Abraham means that you're a father. And God put Abraham in a deep sleep. When he came out, he was a brand new man. And he left for the country rich. See, I want to tell you tonight, whatever you need, God got. Whatever you want, God got. But you have to reach out and let God come into your life, man. Let God come into your life. I want to get to you. I don't know if I get that to you. The financial covenant, God financial covenant. I don't know if I get that to you or not. But I'm praying for those. And I want to make you God supply house. See, the widow woman had one more hoe cake. And she told the prophet, I'm going to eat this and die. But she didn't see the angels that were around the prophet. By her being, she seeded what she had. Do you know, by her giving that to the prophet, she began to feed people. People not going to go for a little meal. Lord, it was coming up through the bottom. Miracles of Jesus. Let me say it again. The miracles of Jesus. Now, I want you to read Revelation 22, verse 1, 2, 3, and you can even go to 5. Proverbs 22, verse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Now, when you read that, you're going to get some revelation knowledge. That means that God's going to give you something that you ain't never had. God's going to give you wisdom and knowledge. Oh, sure, let's say. Let me ring my bell. Thank you, Kansas. You know, I want to thank Sister Mary for reading. I don't know, Pearl and played hooky on me, but I get to let me put Mary on to read the 23rd number song. God bless you, Mary. How you doing tonight?
Okay, I'm doing fine.
That's good. I want to tell you before you reach the country number song, that Ark of the Covenant that you got, I want you to take it in a frame, put it in a frame, put it aside door in your bedroom, and put all your family on it. And it's something else I'm going to tell you to do with it. And I'm going to tell you this. The money you need is going to be released to you. Glory, hallelujah. And I want to tell you whatever you need. And I think this year, 2022, is a year of healing and deliverance, year of breaking curses and hexes. See? So I want to tell you, each time you read the 23rd number Psalm, you get stronger and stronger. God has opened up your mind where you can, you know, people have been calling. Ask who that lady reading the 25th, so that's Mary from Detroit. And, and one lady, that they'd be looking forward for you to read that, okay? Sister Robin says she wants, if you're going to read this. So Mary, you can read the 23rd number song now.
Wow. No, that's your.
You ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lay down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That was Psalm 23.
Well, I want to thank you for that reading, Mary. That was Mary Hawkins from Detroit, the 23rd number Psalm. Been reading it all the week, all these months you've been reading it for Black History Month. I want to tell you tonight, God know your name. And don't think he don't know your name. He know your deed. Lord, forgive me. Let's hear a little music now.
He knows my name.
Mother Rose, I'm praying for you. Mary, I'm praying for you down in Natchez, Mississippi. Mary Ruffley, I'm praying for you. I want to tell you tonight, there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. God know your name. God know your heart. Sometimes we fall short, but we have to stand up. I want to send the book to you, Pearl, The Miracles of Jesus. I want to send it to you, Mary. I want to send it to you, Georgia. And I want to tell you The Miracles of Jesus. And going with the war, I've been praying. I've seen bombs falling. I've seen people laying out in the street. In that war, I just hope that the community, the world community, come together and tell Putin that's enough. Stop the killing, save humans. You cannot win by bombs and tanks. God wipes people off the planet. I'm concerned tonight about the war, which is evil. And right now, we see it on TV, on the internet, everywhere. I'm praying much for you, my cook. I'm praying for you tonight. Every letter, every telephone call, I want it to be a blessing for you tonight. Lisa, I'm praying for you tonight. Brother Joe, tonight all as well. And Raymond, I'm praying for you tonight. Brother Raymond, I'm praying for you. And I'm praying for you, Mercedes, I'm praying for you. And I want to tell you, God is able to bring you up and out. Now, I want to tell you tonight, We're on Sunday from 11 to 12. And we're going to lift up the name of the Almighty God. We're going to lift him up to the storm, move things out the way. I was talking to some people in Monroe, Louisiana. I was talking to people in Arkansas. Matter of fact, I prayed for a lady in Arkansas. And people are so upset now. They all shook up. They want to know what's happening. I'm going to tell you tonight, God is in control. And every chance you get, you ought to be able to say something for God. If you don't say, I'm just happy to be him. I'm just happy to be in the land of living. Old folks used to testify. Maybe to testify back down south. I know you know. They get up and they say, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad that God kept me here with a right mind and a sound body. They were claiming their healing then. Divine healing come from God. Divine word come from God. Sister Pearl, I got her here. I want her to do a testimony for me. Okay, Sister Pearl, you on. You can give me a little short testimony. This is Sister Pearl in Detroit. And Sister Pearl been testifying, and last night the lady said, what a lady to testify. And the lady said she put on her radio to listen to Sister Pearl testify. See, you don't know how you affect people. Like Mary was reading, the girl told me she enjoyed her reading. You know, they said, Bishop, I enjoy you praying. So you don't know what's going on in other folks' lives. But God puts you on a mission, you need to do it. Just like the Jones family saying, he knows my name. That woman can really sing. And her daughter's singing right with her. Every time I hear that song, it touched me. And you know, you got to understand what God do. Pearl, God bless you. We're waiting on your testimony.
I was glad this morning when I got up and I was closing my right mind. It's a lot of people went to bed last night when I went, and they weren't able to get up this morning. And I thank God that I'm still here and I'm still alive, able to get around, walk, talk, and everything. And, Lord, I am so glad, and I feel good tonight, and I want to thank God for it. And I thank God for the bishop and anybody that is listening tonight, Lord, in the Lord's name. Amen.
Well, I thank you for that testimony, Sister Pearl. And I want to tell you, Pearl, just like you said, there's a lot of people. A lady called me, said she was having headaches. And I prayed for her before we got on the air. Another lady called me, said, Bishop, I don't know what's going on. She had lost a loved one. And then in Detroit, a girl called me, said, two girls got killed sitting in the car. I know y'all might have, in Detroit, the girl called me and said that was her cousin. And they got shot, all three of them were shot and killed in the car. They were having their funeral, and she just crying. I prayed for her. And I want to tell you, I'm praying for you, you, and you, wherever you might be. Prayer changes things. And I want to tell you, I don't care how bad it looks, drop your knees and talk to God. And then if you know God, just call in God. I need you to do something. Your son, your daughter, your children. You got to pray for them. You got to pray for your husband, your wife, and all of that. Is her husband going on? Well, she didn't let him suffer. She let him go ahead on. Okay. You know, and you got to understand, sometimes God be testing us. God want to know, is you a stand-up man or stand-up woman? We all are sinners. Say it by grace. So, Lord, forgive me tonight if I said something wrong. And forgive me. And you got to ask God forgiveness. Maybe you got angry. You don't supposed to let the sun go down on your anger, being angry. So when Mary read, the Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. She was talking about God is a protection. When you can say the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You know what you do? You put yourself in a divine healing way. Cancer, high blood, cataract, tumor. Once you give over to God, glory, hallelujah, things start to working for you. I don't care what the doctor said. I don't care how many pills you got. When you say, God, I need you have to talk to God. Say, God, I want to be healed. I don't want to have to take a pill in the morning, a pill in the evening, and I don't want to take, I'm taking 20 pills, I'm taking a lestro pill, high blood pressure pill, a heart pill, I'm taking a pill to heal, I'm taking a pill to see, I'm taking a pill for my nature, all of that mess. But what you got to do, let go and let God. Hallelujah. When you lean on God, When you say, God, you know my name, you know my address, you know every hair on my head. And I'm going to surrender to you. Somebody ought to hear me tonight. I'm going to surrender body, mind, soul, and spirit to God. Some of you start and stop. You stop us. I can't do it. If it takes 24 hours a day to praise God, you praise him. God is getting ready to bless some people. God is getting ready to put some money in your hand. God is getting ready for you to get your wardrobe. God is getting ready for you to fix the house up. God is getting ready for you to get in a new house, debt-free. God going to do something. Why? Because you're faithful to prayer. My grandmother used to sit down and pray. When she get through praying, she make everybody pray. Now, I want to tell you that when we was down south, we got on the morning bank. Y'all might not know about that. They bring you in the church and put you on the morning bank. And you stay there till you get the Holy Ghost. You know, I sat there for a good week and didn't get nothing. Because I ain't faking nothing. Lots of kids, they fake it. They fall out and kick on the floor. They ain't no more had the Holy Ghost than a little rat running around there, or a little cat or something. But they fake it. But when God has touched you, man, when God touched you, woman, you touch. And when God touched you, a divine healing. What I'm saying, if you just reach out, reach up for the moon, maybe you fall on your fight down, you fall on a star, you're still on high ground. Prophet Johnson said, in all thy ways, acknowledge God, and he will direct your path. If some people tonight, they need prayer. If some people tonight don't know where to go, they're not in their, this is what they used to say, they get up and testify, clothed in my right mind. Some people ain't got their right mind. Some people's body is suffering and aching and pain and can't even speak. One lady said she couldn't walk. One lady said, the doctor said, well, we're going to have surgery on you because your bowels is blocked. I prayed for her today. I said, loose them bowels in the name of Jesus. Devil, loose your hope. And her daughter told me that she's getting a little food. I want to tell you tonight, wherever you might be, whatever you're doing, take time out and tell God thank you. You might not see the way, but God is the way. He's the way. And let me tell you, I want to say this to him. Lady called me. Bishop, I'm going to die. My daughter's a little like I'm about a baby. Let me tell you something. Live. Said live. She began to say live. She began to talk in tongues. After said live, she began to say, I live. And she began to talk in unknown tongues. God, the Holy Ghost came in and touched her. The Holy Ghost tonight can come in and touch you. I want God to make you a supply house. Philippians 4:19, Philippians 4:13. I want you to get ready for you be able to say a word. Like the word that Pearl gave out tonight, it touched somebody. The prayer that Mary prayed tonight touched somebody. And they'll call in. And when the people are, where the girl that pray, so you don't know your impact on people that's suffering. Maybe your family, they ain't suffering, you know. But God put you in for a purpose and a reason. The storms and the flood come. I want to let you know, God knows your every thought. God know your name. My grandmother said he got a book with your name in it. and he know what you're doing, okay? He know what's going on with you. So what I'm saying, whatever you need, God got what you need, but you got to let him know you need something. You got to let him know that you really want something. And God will do it for you. God will open that door for you. I'm tonight, I'm praying for you, Sister Taylor up in Minnesota, who asked for prayer. Praying for you tonight that whatever you need, God got what you need, and God can open up every door that you need. God gonna open it up. And when God open that door for you, it's gonna be all right. You know, sometimes you wait for God to do something for you. For God to do something for you. And you want God to do something for you, you got to wait on God to do something for you. God wanna do it for you, but you won't get time enough to do it. You understand what I'm saying? When you ask God to do something for you tonight, God can move right now, quick, fast, in a hurry. But you got to say, God, I need you right now. I need you to come in and touch me. I need you to do something special for me. When you want God to do something special for you, you know he'll do it for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. And when you ask him to do it for you, he going to take his time, but he's going to do it for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. And when God do it for you, you got to let somebody know that God has already opened up that door for you. And he's going to do it for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. So when you want God to do something for you, you got to let go and let God do it for you. God's going to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. And then when you ask God to do it for you, he's going to do it for you. And when you ask him to do it, he ain't going to back away. God's going to do just, he's going to give you just what you need when you need it. See, God's going to give you what you need when you need it, how you need it. And he's going to open that door for you. See? And when you ask God to open that door for you, he said, well, why God open it for you? Because you ain't carried everything to him in prayer. You carried everything to him to prayer. Everything to God in prayer. He's going to make it work. He said, well, Bishop, why are you going to make it work? Because you carried everything to him in prayer. You made up your mind that you want him to do something for you. And if you want him to do something for you, you got to let go and let God do it for you. And the reason God won't, the problem is, you got to let go and let God. And some of you don't want to do that. You want to do your thing. But I'm talking about divine healing. Now, so many people call me, and they call it, when you're talking about come to service, they don't want to come. But when you're talking about, you know, they say, Bishop, I got this in. What's wrong with me? What I need to do? What tea I need to get? I said, the first tea you need to get, you need to get the tea from the Almighty God and let that tea work for you first. And then when you let that work for you, the rest of it will work. See what I'm saying? See, some people don't want God to do nothing for them because they feel like the only way they want God is something happens. And nothing happens, they ain't looking for him. But when something happens, baby, they call them. They call, oh, pray for me. You ought to be praying all the time. You ought to pray every night before you go to bed. You need to pray every night before you go to bed. And once you pray before you go to bed, God will open up that door for you. When you pray before you go to bed, some Some of you ain't praying at all. You have to pray that God open up that door for you. And God will open the door for you, but you got to pray that God do something special for you. And the reason he'll do something for you is because you got to, the old folks said, you got to let go and let God. And once you let go and let God, doors close, gonna open up. And once doors close and open up, you're gonna be all right. But you can't be all right that you have not, because you ask not. I want to ask you, what you really ask God for to do for you? You really made your mind up that you want God to do something special for you. So, yeah, Bishop, I want him to do something special. Really, he don't do nothing special for you because you ain't asked. You have not. And maybe because you have not. So when you ask God something, God going to give it to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. And once God gets to you quick, fast, in a hurry, you can take it to another level. Heal and deliver. Break down. In the Bible, the Lord will help you get around what happened. One of the prophets that I gave out was citing the UFO, a war in the Middle East. And we got a war in Bosnia right now, floods and storms. You know, I told you about the floods and the storm come. And when the storms and floods come, you got to get ready for them to come to do something for you. So when the storms and floods come, you got to get ready for God to put you in another level. And when God puts you in another level, that door will open up for you. And once that door open up for you, time will open up for you. What you need? You need God to release. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Now, what have you asked God for lately? What you asked God to do for you lately, huh? Have you asked God to do something special for you and you didn't tell nobody? Well, God is able to open up doors for you if you just let him in. But some of you won't let him in. Father, God of Abraham, God of Jacob, we thank you, God, for what you have did. We thank you for what you have said. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your healing spirit. We thank you what you have did for us. Somebody tell the Lord thank you. God is a good God, and you have to thank God for what he did. And when you ask God what he did for us, God opened the door for you. Psalms 28, Psalm 6, and Psalm 91. And Mary gave not the Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. What that really means tonight, that you put all your trust in God. God, okay, this song go out to Sister Minnie. I'm going to dedicate it to you, Pearl, to you, Mary, to you, Francis. I'm dedicating it to you, Lily, Florence, to you, Dean, for you. I want to tell you, every battle you're trying to fight, God know your name, God know your address, God know every hair on your head. Lord.
Yeah. I shall not walk. It's about a personal thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
He maketh me to lie down in green pasture.
Yeah.
He leadeth me beside the still water.
Yeah.
He restoreth my soul.
Yeah.
You hear what I said?
Yeah.
He restores my soul.
Yeah.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
My Lord.
Isn't it so?
Yeah.
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Yeah.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
Yeah.
Thou anointest my head with oil.
Yeah.
My cup runneth over.
Yeah.
A very personal thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think too much of people who have no personal testimony about God and His goodness.
Yeah.
Some folks say, well, you know, I'm not very much of a talker.
Yeah.
And I can't say anything in church. If God has meant anything in your life, you ought to be willing to say anyway.
Yeah.
You ought to be able to say what God means to me.
Yeah. Well,
amen.
If the Lord means anything, let the saints of God say so.
Amen.
Pray with me.
Well,
if David was the author of this passage, then it was born out of some of his experiences.
Yes, sir.
Possibly at the time that he penned this particular passage, this psalm, he was sitting upon an ivory throne.
Yeah.
Israel's first citizen. With a scepter of authority in his hand.
Well.
With courtiers and ambassadors gathered before him.
Yeah.
And yet he takes the retrospect back down the best of the past.
Well,
and began to think about those things that brought him over.
Yeah, amen.
Had it been his skillfulness?
Well,
had it been his superior intelligence? Had it been his political maneuvering? Had it been his contacts? Had it been money? Had it been armies?
No, sir.
It had been the Lord.
Yeah.
Thus he says, the Lord has been my shepherd.
Yeah.
No wonder the man said, through many dangerous trials and snares, I have already come. It wasn't money, it wasn't military power, it wasn't chicanery, it wasn't political strings being pulled. It was grace that brought me saved thus far. And grace will lead me on.
Yeah. Well,
here's a man who had been brought by God from the obscurity of the dry and barren hills of Judah.
Yes.
To the throne of Israel.
Well.
Here's a man who come up from the unknown and have faced the fear of giant Goliath.
Yes.
Outside in the town of Shukah at the Valley of Elah.
Yes.
With the soldiers of Israel arrayed on one mountain.
Yes.
And the soldiers of the Philistines arrayed on the other.
Well.
And this man who had been decorated for his valor and bravery.
Yes.
Was walking between the mountains, exclaiming in loud tones of profanity,
yes,
or exclaiming profanity against the God of Abraham,
yes,
and of Isaac, yes, and of Jacob.
Yes. Yes.
You know how he requested audience with the king, and how he started out with Saul's own helmet,
yes,
on his head,
yes,
Saul's own sword in his hand,
well, well,
Saul's own shield on his arm. But having no experience and training in this kind of a thing,
yeah,
he took them back,
yeah,
and requested only his sling and God.
Yeah.
You know the victory that he brought to Israel.
Well.
And when he went marching back to the capital, the women along the way composed a new song.
Yeah.
And Saul has killed his thousands.
Yeah.
But David has killed his 10,000.
Yeah.
You know the jealousy that this aroused in Saul.
Yeah.
And how Saul sought to kill him.
Yeah.
And how he had to run and hide.
Well. Yeah.
And one day when there were a company of men coming in from the south.
Yeah. Yeah.
And another company closing in from the north.
Yeah.
And another one from the east and another one from the west.
Yeah.
And there was no escape for David.
Yeah. Yeah.
And God whispered to a spider.
Yeah.
And told David to run in a cave.
Yeah.
And told that spider to get busy.
Yeah.
And web up that cave.
Yeah.
And when the soldiers got there,
yeah,
God is my shepherd. Be left in war.
Yeah.
That's what the man is talking about.
Well,
I shall not want for companionship, for the Lord is my companion.
Yeah.
I shall not want for guidance, for the Lord is my guide.
Yeah.
I shall not want for protection, for the Lord protects me.
Yeah.
He hovers over me, and I rest under the wing of his power.
Yeah.
If you know what I'm talking about tonight.
Yeah.
The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd.
Yeah.
And I shall not want.
Yeah.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Yeah.
Listen if you please. Why? He said, yeah, he maketh me to lie down in green pasture.
Yeah.
He doesn't lead me to dry and barren hillside.
Yeah.
Nor so. As a highland does his sheep. No, sir. He takes me often to life, green pasture.
Yeah.
While the grass of his grace,
well,
is plenteous.
Yeah.
And why I can eat until my soul is satisfied.
Yeah.
Until I'm full.
Yeah.
And when I have feasted to my satisfaction,
yeah,
he let me then lay down in a plenty.
Yeah.
Green pasture. To green pasture. That's why I don't like to hear people talking about I'm a Christian and trying to be all pitiful. No, no, this thing is nothing piteous. I'm a child of the King. And my Father says the world is mine. And the fullness thereof belongs to me. Gold and silver are mine. And I have 10,000 blessings in my hand.
Yeah.
Just for charity.
Yeah.
Looking pitiful.
Wow.
He makes me to lie down in green pasture. Yes, he does.
Right.
And he leads me beside the still
waters.
The still waters. They tell me that this part of the verse was inspired by an occurrence that constantly or frequently occurred